This is the 2009 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test C. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. After I've finished reading them, there will be time for you to ask any questions you might have. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start by reading a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. The recording will now be stopped so that you can ask any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Double the number on your answer sheet. Double the number on your answer sheet. Now put down your pen or pencil. Now we're ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Write in figures the number 801. Write in figures the number 801. Question 2. How many minutes are there in 2 hours? How many minutes are there in 2 hours? Question 3. What is £26.58 rounded to the nearest pound? What is £26.58 rounded to the nearest pound? Question 4. What number do I need to add to 63 to make 100? What number do I need to add to 63 to make 100? Question 5. Multiply 206 by 10. Multiply 206 by 10. Question 6. How many faces does a triangular prism have? How many faces does a triangular prism have? Question 7. I am thinking of a number. I call it B. I subtract 2 from my number. Write an expression to show the result. I am thinking of a number. I call it B. I subtract 2 from my number. Write an expression to show the result. Question 8. Add 8 to minus 3. Add 8 to minus 3. For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 9. The tally chart shows the number of silver and red cars a shop sold in 1 week. How many more red cars were sold than silver cars? The tally chart shows the number of silver and red cars a shop sold in 1 week. How many more red cars were sold than silver cars? Question 10. Look at the number line on your answer sheet. What number is the arrow pointing to? Look at the number line on your answer sheet. What number is the arrow pointing to? Question 11. A radio program starts at 6:45 p.m. and lasts for 45 minutes. At what time does the program finish? A radio program starts at 6:45 p.m. and lasts for 45 minutes. At what time does the program finish? Question 12. I am counting up in 0.2s. 2.3, 2.5, 2.7. Write down the next two numbers. I am counting up in 0.2s. 2.3, 2.5, 2.7. Write down the next two numbers. Question 13. Look at the number on your answer sheet. Round it to the nearest hundred. Look at the number on your answer sheet. Round it to the nearest hundred. Question 14. The sequence of numbers on your answer sheet goes down in steps of 4. Write the next two numbers in the sequence. The sequence of numbers on your answer sheet goes down in steps of 4. Write the next two numbers in the sequence. Question 15. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. When A is 34, what is the value of B? Look at the equation on your answer sheet. When A is 34, what is the value of B? Question 16. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Add them. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Add them. Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 17. Look at the dial on your answer sheet. The arrow turns from off to rinse. Through how many degrees does the arrow turn? Look at the dial on your answer sheet. The arrow turns from off to rinse. Through how many degrees does the arrow turn? Question 18. 100 people were asked whether they used a gym or not. The pie chart shows the results. How many people said no? 100 people were asked whether they used a gym or not. The pie chart shows the results. How many people said no? Question 19. Halve the expression on your answer sheet. Halve the expression on your answer sheet. Question 20. Each side of a pentagon is 8 centimeters long. What is its perimeter? Each side of a pentagon is 8 centimeters long. What is its perimeter? Question 21. What is 20% of 50 pounds? What is 20% of 50 pounds? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 22. Look at the number machine on your answer sheet. I put in the number 2. What number should come out? Look at the number machine on your answer sheet. I put in the number 2. What number should come out? Question 23. Paul was born on the 1st of August in 1998. How old will he be on the 1st of August in 2009? Paul was born on the 1st of August in 1998. How old will he be on the 1st of August in 2009? Question 24. Your answer sheet shows how Ella spent all her pocket money one month. What percentage did she spend on clothes? Your answer sheet shows how Ella spent all her pocket money one month. What percentage did she spend on clothes? Question 25. Lisa did a survey to find out the type of books pupils in her class preferred. The bar chart shows her results. How many more pupils chose storybooks than poetry books? Lisa did a survey to find out the type of books pupils in her class preferred. The bar chart shows her results. How many more pupils chose storybooks than poetry books? Question 26. Look at the shaded triangle drawn on a centimeter square grid. What is the area of the triangle? Look at the shaded triangle drawn on a centimeter square grid. What is the area of the triangle? Question 27. Your answer sheet shows the coins Jack has in his pocket. He is going to take a coin from his pocket at random. What is the probability he will take a 2 pence coin? Your answer sheet shows the coins Jack has in his pocket. He is going to take a coin from his pocket at random. What is the probability he will take a 2 pence coin? Question 28. Look at the names of shapes on your answer sheet. Put a ring round the name of the shape that has only one pair of parallel sides. Look at the names of shapes on your answer sheet. Put a ring round the name of the shape that has only one pair of parallel sides. Question 29. 4.3 multiplied by 6 equals 25.8. What does 4.3 multiplied by 12 equal? 4.3 multiplied by 6 equals 25.8. What does 4.3 multiplied by 12 equal? Question 30. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Put a ring round the number that is prime. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Put a ring round the number that is prime. Put your pens down. The test is finished.